For brands in the digital age, content is the customer experience. That's why industry leaders like KFC, MailChimp, and BMW rely on the Contentful Composable Content Platform to easily create, collaborate, manage, and deliver content across all channels, resulting in meaningful customer experiences and significant business results. Ready to maximize your content's potential? Get started at Contentful.com. Contentful, where content drives business momentum.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, February 15th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Meta has published instructions giving advertisers a way to avoid paying a service charge to Apple. The workaround applies specifically to boosted posts, a type of advertisement that Meta allows users to purchase directly on their smartphones to amplify the reach of their content. Later this month, Meta will begin charging U.S. advertisers who purchase boosted posts from apps on iPhones and iPads an added 30% surcharge that will be paid to Apple. Senators are calling on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to take action against the marketing of prescription drugs on social media, particularly by telehealth companies. In a letter to the FDA commissioner, two senators criticized the agency for not updating its guidance on prescription drug promotion on social media for about a decade. An FDA spokeswoman said the FDA will respond directly to the senators. A Meta spokesman said advertisers are responsible for complying with all laws and regulations. TikTok did not respond to requests for comment. And OpenAI has introduced a new system called Sora. It uses artificial intelligence to take a written prompt and render a richly detailed video. The company released short clips showcasing vivid, seemingly realistic videos, including woolly mammoths trekking across a snowy field and ocean waves crashing against a cliff's shoreline. OpenAI said it's sharing the text-to-video technology with a select group of researchers and academics who will study it to find the ways the AI program could be misused. It hasn't been released to the public. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.